Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Minnesota's going to lose this gamify.
As they should. They choked it in the second half.
Yeah, what was
against
with that?
My Oklahoma City Thunder.
Dude, what was with that? Like, you had Ant out for a minute and Julius Randle hitting threes from Steph Curry land?
And they still had the lead?
I just don't get it.
Yeah, well, Oklahoma City is inevitable, my man.
They are good.
They've got those kind of warrior vibes where it's like, yeah, we'll play with our food a little bit, and here's a 20-point.
They got warrior vibes without, like, the world knowing who their guys are, you know?
Well, and I know that, I mean, a lot of people have just been doubting this team because of how young they are. You know,
to see Caruso.
That makes sense. Young teams, it's hard to trust them, but...
Yeah.
I said from the very beginning of the playoffs, we kind of talked about this, I think during a break, it was either after last week's show or something like that. Sometimes we just try to look for things that aren't there
in
the bigger picture and try and connect dots. And sometimes things just are what they are. It is what it is. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are an amazing team that won 68 games and had one of the best point differentials in the league. So therefore, that's why I said at the beginning of the playoffs, I'm going to take them to win the whole thing, not particularly a hot take, I don't think.
I'm totally with you. Like, I'm going to pull back the curtain here right now. Hopefully my boss isn't listening to me. This is something that I am so bad at. Like, you get to the conference finals, and a buddy asked me the other day, he was like, yo, who do you want to see in the NBA finals? And I was like, give me Minnesota Indy all day,
bro. I would
bro.
Love to see Minnesota
and
in the finals.
Tyler, let's do this. That sounds so fun. And it's like, you're such an idiot. The answer is Thunder Knicks. Of course that's the matchup.
Well, and again, like, that's where it's like, if we
and
get
I
this-
always want, like, the worst ratings bomb you could ever have. I'm like, I don't know, man. Tigers, Diamondbacks in the World Series would be pretty fun.
Hey, World Series is always fun.
And they're like, or Yankees, Dodgers. I'm like, yeah, but I saw it. No, I don't think the Yankees can beat the Dodgers. The Tigers, though, I think they could give them a run.
Well, we did this on Sports Sunday last week, 2 weeks ago, I believe. Who do you want to win? Who do you think will win? And who do you think needs it the most? And I said who I want to see win it is Minnesota, but I always thought it was going to be Oklahoma City.
Oh, the player is Ant.
Oh, yeah.
In the whole shebang.
Can't get enough of him.
I mean, even take, you know, I might even say I think it'd be better if Ant won one than Luka. That's just my opinion. That might be a hot take. Not intentionally, but I just think the world of Ant, I think it'd be great. But as far as Ant, SGA, Hallie, and Brunson, Ant's the guy.
He's the dude.
But Oklahoma's so good. And they're going to be good for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, they are very good.
And as much as I would love, you know, I'm a 90s basketball kid. You know, I grew up a Pacer fan. I'm not currently a Pacer fan. I have no rooting interest in these iterations of the Pacers. But I would love to see the Knicks make the finals and lose. Because I watch them lose in the playoffs all the time to my Pacers in the 90s.
Well, I would also like to see that happen because their fans are the absolute worst.
Exactly.
They are jerks.
But they're throwing stuff
good.
At Brian Windhorst.
Come on.
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Come on. And there were some fans that were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
That's Brian freaking Windhorst.
Well, I mean, the organization, they kicked Charles Oakley out because of the owners, like, beef with
Dolan
him.
Yeah, Dolan sucks.
If I'm looking at the Knicks, I just try to look at the players on the court.
Garden basketball is awesome.
The old celebrity.
As a Big East lover, the Garden basketball is awesome.
Oh, hey, man, I'm right there in with you with the Big East love. But the whole Celebrity Row thing kind of is cringy, too. It's like, you don't even care about the Knicks.
Oh, what's worse, Celebrity Row in New York or L.A.?
New York.
I would say, that's a tough one. I would say Celebrity Row in New York, because L.A. at least makes sense being the entertainment capital of the world.
Yep.
I just feel like people fly out to New York so that way they can be
seen at a
Knicks game. And it's like, you know the Knicks have sucked the last 20 years,
if you're
right?
Not Spike, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Ben Stiller.
Or Ben
Spike.
Stiller, yeah.
Ben Stiller is from New York, so I understand. Like, there's a couple of guys or gals that belong there.
Yeah, if, like, Larry David was at a Knicks game, you know, I'd buy that.
Yeah, but, like, Rihanna showing up at a Knicks game,
well,
it's
she
like,
can do whatever she wants in my eyes. I'm fine with that.
Okay, sure.
I think one thing that goes in favor for Lakers Celebrity Row is their extremely established older stars. Starts with Jack, then there's Denzel, Marky Mark, you know, dudes like that. Rob Lowe, dudes that have been in L.A. for a long time that don't feel like they're just, I mean, they are chasing.
That old dude with the bedazzled cowboy hat, whatever his name
is. To where, like, I kind of started to get the feeling that Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong was a big sports fan. Like, his appearance on on Game Day was awesome.
Yeah. He is. The more I see about him.
But I didn't realize he was, like, a diehard Knicks fan. And even if he is still seeing it for the first time, you're kind of like, oh, okay, there's Shamalay. Got it.
There he is, kissing his hot Jenner girlfriend, too.
Okay, yeah,
it's almost as bad as Taylor with
that. Oh, is that Cardi B and Stephon Diggs? Oh, okay. Stephon Diggs is, like, from Louisiana.
Where's Cardi B from?
I don't know.
New York. I think Cardi B is actually from New York.
I don't know where Stephon Diggs is from, but.
Well, you see, he played for a New York state team.
On the other side of the state?
It's like a four-hour drive, right?
He went to the University of Maryland. He was born in Maryland. Hey, all right.
All right. Go Terps.
All right.
Close enough.
All right. Anyway, I just exposed.
We're all just jealous because we can't be on Celebrity Row, okay?
I mean, I could. I would never financially recover.
Listen,
but,
like, it's not that I didn't want things to go far between Rihanna and myself. It's just we were in a different place, different time. You know, I'm happy for her and A$AP Rocky. But, you know, it's just we were just different people.
I kept telling her to put out a new album. She wouldn't listen to me.
You know that whole, Sex With Me song? Yeah. Who that was about, you know. We had some great times. But, you know, that lifestyle she lives, it's just not me.
Is Spike the best courtside celebrity?
Well, in New York?
He's at least been there.
No, in all of it.
Oh. I mean, Jack.
I mean,
maybe.
Jack.
I don't know.
Jack's off the grid.
He's
now. Jack's
again,
off the grid now.
The old dude with the bedazzled cowboy hat with the hot 20-year-old. You know who I'm talking about?
I actually
don't. Jimmy Goldstein or whatever his name is.
Is that the guy who sat next to Jack who looked like Donald
Sutherland?
I'm
going to show you a picture of him, and you're going to know exactly.
You know
what
the
talking
guy I'm talking
about
who sits next to Jack Nicholson who looks like Donald Sutherland,
but isn't
Donald Sutherland?
Absolutely.
This is bad for radio.
Rest in peace, Donald.
This guy.
I don't know him.
Jimmy Goldstein. He's at like every game. You serious? And look, like I said, on cue, next to a hot 20-year-old.
Oh, she is.
Well, duh. Most guys with money are.
I saw him at a Blazers Trailblazer game one time.
Yeah.
A Blazers playoff game one time. Sorry. See, here's another one. Hot blonde.
Different one?
Who is he?
I think so.
Who is
he? I think he's just like a real estate
record exec?
Just magnate dude that made a bunch of money off of like... real estate in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And bedazzled cowboy hats. Who knew there was such a market?
Well, at least he's not the dude in Kansas City robbing banks.
Oh, my God, yeah. Buckley kind of gave me the lowdown on that
story.
What did
he get, like,
that's a wild story.
Plus years.
Yeah, 30 years.
He's like, yeah, he was robbing, he ended up robbing places with that wolf mask that he wore at Kansas City games. I'm like, well, I think that's where you went wrong.
Yeah, that was a bad choice.
Kind of effed up there.
That was the bad choice.
Now, speaking of trying to maintain financials to go to seats or go to games and get good seats, yeah, I think that's why he was doing some of that, right? So we could go break into some banks, then we could get onto Celebrity Row.
Yeah, this old dude, he refuses to disclose his net worth or how he made his fortune, but Wall Street Journal speculates he made billions in real estate. Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if he's at this Oklahoma City game. He is literally at every single...
Oh, is he like Marlins man?
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous of Marlins
man. But cooler.
Dude, Marlins man has to suck.
Right? I think he's a lawyer, so I mean...
He is, but like, bro, it's like Dodgers-Yankees in the World Series, and you're behind home plate in bright orange, the visor. Bro, it's like 38 degrees out there, man. 45 degrees on a blistery, chilly October night, and you're in a visor?
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't know who Jimmy Goldstein is. He's a NBA playoff staple.
To be honest with you, I watch what's going on the court. I'm not too worried about the ancillary
stuff. He built the house from Big Lebowski.
Oh.
That really fancy house, which has also been featured in other movies, but...
not safe for work movies.
Oh, yeah.
None of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say a quote.
Backdoor
like,
BBL's
nope.
Nine.
Yeah.
Seen that one. Classic.
I can only get through the first 10 minutes, though.
10?
Yeah, good for you, buddy.
Wow.
Oh, God. We got to get out of here. All right. Well, Thunder defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they take a 1-0 lead.
Would this be a good segue from Minnesota to Minnesota?
Minnesota. There are some teams that are playing really well right now. Can you imagine going on a massive win streak and still not being in first place in your division?
And nobody even caring about it?
And nobody cares at all. Let's do that next. Hot Corner, Today the Fan.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I was talking with Patrick or texting him today about what we wanted to talk about. I was like, yeah, Orioles fire Brandon Hyde and Twins. And that was came to my mind was that Coors Light commercial.
Oh my God.
I love burritos at 4 a.m.
I love burritos at 4 a.m.
Hanging with my friends and those Twins.
Hey, do we get CBS Sports on the Hulu?
Check DirecTV if you don't. You get it there.
Check your local cable provider.
Check your local cable provider.
No, I say if you get CBS Sports.
I signed into my dad's DirecTV for y'all in there, so you can rob that signal just like I am right now.
And Twins!
And Twins.
No, I wanted to put on Timbers Quakes.
Also questionable.
The Open Cup.
And Twins? Like, they should... That's kind of, you know what I'm talking about.
I think I might have a problem with having relations with Twins.
Yeah, is that a fantasy you really want to fulfill?
Like, I just would I think feel, that's one of those, feel so awkward for them.
I think in theory you're like, all right, Twins.
Because isn't the main fantasy of, like, watching two girls go at it at the same time?
Yeah, and you don't want...
But when it's Twins, you're like,
I don't know.
Is this HBO? Is this Game of Thrones?
No, it's Coors Light.
Coors Light for Amberitos. As we alluded to, a couple teams are streaking right now. Joe's Minnesota Twins. They are.
I just think I need a drop of whenever the Twins are talked about. Just
and those Twins.
They're 9-1 of their last 10. They did lose yesterday.
They won 13 in a row.
They won 13 in a row. And when they had won 9 in a row, they had not moved a spot in the rankings.
And
of
I
the
think
division.
When they won 9 in a row, they were like, and we got the Orioles coming up?
They were still in fourth. Cleveland's taking a step back. Kansas City's taking a step back. Boy, Bobby Witt's not playing very well right now. But they are still chasing the best record in baseball, and that is the Detroit Tigers. You know, I find it interesting, Joe, as a diehard Central viewer, listener, lover, pulverizer, whatever you want to call it. Vegas had the Twins winning this division.
They did.
And we talked about it at the end of the season, and it was the dumbest thing in the world to me. Cleveland won it last year. Detroit's clearly the sexy new team on the block. And Kansas City, they made the playoffs as well, and they got Bobby Witt Jr. as a top five player in baseball. How are you going to tell me that always injured Carlos Correa, always injured Royce Lewis, and always injured Byron Buxton? Can you name me three starters? Oh, I can name three starters.
Well,
that's not a bad.
Yeah,
that's
I can.
That's not a bad.
Well, and
bad.
I was just going to say.
That's not a bad reference.
You kept naming players that hit in field, and I was going to be like, well, the thing is it's their pitching.
I know.
That is really
I instantly said that, and I was like, damn it, this usually works for me, but not in this time.
And also, we do have to eat a bit of crow, because I think that we were, like, not really jazzed on their top three starters coming into the season, but they've all been playing, I mean, better than we imagined.
And they're bringing Zebby up, who has been pitching well in the minors. Yeah, Minnesota looks good. I think this division is going to be really, really, really difficult.
Like last year.
I think the American League East has kind of shown its true colors, that this division is not as great as we anticipated it to be.
Nope.
You know, Toronto sits there in third place, but boy, Vladdy's having a rough year. Biggio, I'm over that. Or sorry, not Biggio, Bichette. Bichette, I'm over that.
I was going to say, you're just now over Gavin
Biggio's been on three teams since he was last on Toronto.
You know what? I think I'm finally out.
I think I'm finally out on Biggio. And it's like, well, he's not on a team, so.
I think half the league is out on Gavin Biggio.
But Bo Bichette, you know, I'm out on Bo Bichette. And I, you know, Vladdy is struggling. And I don't know if that's roster construction around him. I don't know if Schneider's the right manager. More what I'm saying is, I think the Central is the best division in the American League. And
I am curious now, as far as runs
and it's
going
to take. And to tell me that Minnesota won 13 in a row and are still in second place, and only they are, let's see here, they are tied. They have percentage points over Kansas City, and Cleveland's a half game back. Like, you're telling me you won 13 in a row and you're still in the heat of everything? Division's going to be rough.
Yes, but I think, again, just to go back to what we were saying in a couple segments ago with starting pitching, man, it's like that if they are pitching as good as they are now at the end of the season and just get into the playoffs.
That's I don't want to see the 1-2-3.
That's all you need.
I mean, I remember
they literally have the least amount of runs scored against them so far this season. And then their
really?
Former. Yeah. In the American League, 159. That is lowest in the American League.
Wow.
That's
I'll
lowest
be
in
damn.
Baseball, actually.
I'll be damn. Yeah. Mets at number two with 161.
And
I'll
also, I mean, Duran, they're, I'm sorry, am I messing names up? Sorry, I'm getting a confused.
Duran is on Boston.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What is the guy that they draft? No, Duran, John Duran or Juan Duran or whatever.
Johan Duran.
Thank you.
The closer.
They had him. He was meant to be a starter when they first mm-hmm. got him, and now he's gravitated into that closing role, and he's been really good for them. Griffin Jax has
Griffin
been good
Jax
as
well. Griffin
Jax
is maybe the second best setup man in baseball.
So, I mean, this is one of those teams, man, where it's like you get them to the playoffs, and granted, Minnesota Twins playoff history over the last decade and a half hasn't been great.
Well, especially if you got to play the Yankees.
Yeah. But with this starting pitching, that's one of those, it's like a team where it's like, get us in and have us just lock your guys down for the first series and then the next series and then get us in a 7-game series and, you know, kind of all bets are off at that point. But I mean, in a 2-game series with that 1-2-3,
yeah,
in a 5-game series,
Pablo Lopez. What's interesting too is a couple of years ago, I heard this quote from a player in spring training who had gone against Ober in a spring training game and said, batters should be afraid. That guy throws hard. That guy is really good. I'm glad I don't play in the same league as him. And that was Bryce Harper. Ooh. And I was like, Ober, huh? All right, this guy in fantasy sucked. Had him last year, average. This year, not going to touch him. Pitching pretty damn well.
3.72 ERA. The guy with two first names, Joe Ryan, 2.42.
Joe Ryan's great.
2.42 ERA, 5 quality starts, as well as Ober with 5 quality starts.
And what's Pablo Lopez at?
He is at 2.4 ERA.
Sexy.
And
I
then
like
their fourth starter, Chris Paddock, a little bit above a 4 ERA.
But he's pitched in big games. He pitched in San Diego in big games. He's pitched in LA in big games. The guy's been around.
Yeah. That's where I say it's like you you know, you have the Twins in a 3-game series with those three starters and how they're playing, and if they keep that up throughout the season, then you get them after the wild card round into the divisional round. And then you play a 5-game series, and then you have them in the American League Championship game for a 7-game series. Like I said, kind of all bets are off there. But that's not a bad 1-3, the way that those guys are pitching to roll into the playoffs with.
No, it's really not. Just emphasizes more why you should win the division and not be a wild card. Because if they're a wild card, that ain't going to be fun.
Yeah, again, we'll see how it shapes out, but I would feel a lot of confidence in my team that the way that we're playing right now has catapulted us into like, okay, we can be just as good and compete with some of these teams. Now, granted, I am curious because I know that they played the Brewers, they played the Orioles, and who else was a part of this win streak? The Giants, the Orioles twice. Jesus, that's where they got 6 of those wins. And then the Red Sox. So, I mean, it does help when you play the worst team in the American League and possibly in the American League, you know, 6 times.
It also helps when you're in the division of the worst team in the American League.
But, hey, those are the games you got to win.
Where is it? No, we ain't taking that. That's all I got for you.
Well, the Twins aren't taking it.
No. Nope.
And they will.
No, we ain't taking that.
Thank you.
They'll get a sweep here against the next team they play. Who's that? Oh, how about that?
I know.
I'm aware. You got 2 tomorrow against them, actually.
Rained out. We were supposed to have 2 today.
Yep.
Game got rained
out. So you're playing 3 games tomorrow?
Game got rained out in the 3rd yesterday. It was supposed to be played today, and they both got rained out.
Let's get the first triple header.
I think there are triple headers.
I was going to say that had to be done in 1889 or something.
With all Skippy Cap Jr.
and racial nicknames that we can't say
and
on
racial
air.
Nicknames of dudes.
Boy, your skin sure is dark.
Darky?
You know what we'll call you?
We'll call you Darky Boy. It's not okay. The other team you were talking about was the St. Louis Cardinals.
Dude, they've been playing really good.
They've been playing
really good
baseball for a team with a bunch of nobodies. And look, the Chicago Cubs offense is really fun to watch. That pitching staff is kind of worrisome a little bit. There are some guys on there that do pitch well. Look, I watched Sonny Gray pitch yesterday, and I can't think of a player outside of Zach Greinke that thrives more in no-name places than Sonny Gray. You put Sonny Gray in L.A. or New York, terrible. You put him in the Midwest,
the Athletics.
Cy Young.
Yeah.
You know, I watched him throw yesterday. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, Eric Fetty's been solid for them, too. That was a mid-season trade last year, them getting Eric Fetty, I want to say.
Yep.
Yeah, at the trade deadline. He's been solid for them as well. Yeah, I just wonder how sustainable that is because, I mean, outside of, like, Nolan Arenado and Wilson Contreras, who is, just kind of middling, I mean, they do have one of the more fun names in baseball, though. Lars Nootbaar.
There's a guy in my fantasy league. His team is called Lars and the Nootbaar.
I am Lars.
I make a very disturbing sound when I sleep.
My name is Lars Nootbaar.
I have a deviated septum. Do not be alarmed.
I am from California, and my mother is from Japan.
And Jordan,
and I play for Japan.
Jordan Walker still sucks.
Jordan Walker does kind of suck.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I mean, hey, they're starting to do St. Louis things where there's a bunch of no-names dudes that we're all going to know in the next few years. If they could just deal Arenado and get something for him, that might be worth it. Problem is, he doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to stay in St. Louis.
Well, maybe if they trade him and give money to the other team. That worked once before.
Did it work?
Well, no. But it got the deal done.
It did get the deal done.
Listen, we'll give you Nolan and Arenado. We just want these guys back. I don't know. And we'll give you money.
Wait, you want me to work less and make more money?
How much money did they
give
him?
That's an Office Space line or something like that.
So you're stealing.
You're going to fire Michael and Najir, make me work less, and pay me more money?
But you are stealing. No. It's just fractions of a penny.
Fractions of a penny.
They just won't notice at all. But you're taking those fractions of a penny.
Dodgers and Mets have been really poor of late. Anybody concerned?
Yeah. No on the Dodgers. No on the Mets.
I mean, they've got hitters. They got pitchers.
Yeah.
It's game 40. I'm not freaking out about anything yet.
I mean, Dodgers starters concern me.
Don't they always concern us?
I was going to say, they always have like eight guys with crab meat shoulders just in and out of the IL.
Snell's on the IL. Glasnow's on the IL.
Just got Kershaw back, didn't they?
They did just get Kershaw back.
Shohei'll be back by what, July, August?
Yeah, I'm not terribly worried. They're 4-6 in the last 10. They lost 4 in a row tonight or recently. And were they playing tonight? They're playing the Diamondbacks again. It's 1-0 in the fifth. I'm about to turn that game on.
Listen, it's not like the Cardinals and Nolan Arenado have had like a ton of success with him on the team, but I'm just going to read this trade for you again.
Do it.
The St. Louis Cardinals acquired Nolan Arenado from the Rockies along with $51 million.
$51 million?
Dude,
the Rockies are stupid.
In exchange for Austin Gomber, Mateo Gill, Tony Losi, Elhiris Montero, and Jake Summers. I don't know if any of those guys are even active MLB players at this point. Maybe Austin Gomber, but again, he would be on the Rockies, which I haven't watched the Rockies in 8 years, possibly.
What would you say you do here?
He is on the Rockies.
That's pretty rough.
That is one of the worst trades.
Did you see that Colorado fans are still going to games?
Yes.
They're like doing the reverse protest. They're like, let's go to games. The other's like,
well, it's the best outdoor sports bar in the area.
It's pretty good.
They're getting 30. I mean, I saw a local.
Can I get a Coors Light for like $3?
Their newscasters don't really know how things work because they think that like a 30,000 clip attendance like number isn't good because they seat 50,000. And it's like, no, do you not understand that this owner will do nothing if he keeps getting 30,000?
I think U.S. Cellular tonight would have enjoyed 3,000, let alone 30,000.
They didn't maybe have 300 at that place.
Ugh, that place looked bad.
Well, so, it was windy as hell and wet.
So far in my research, Austin Gomber is a pitcher for the Rockies still. So, one for one.
What are his stats? Not good.
Mateo Gill is in Mexico.
Sick!
Tony Losi is not on a major league roster. Elhiris Montero is playing in Hiroshima. And then Jake Sommers, I can't even click his name on Wikipedia. So that
getting higgy with it.
That doesn't bode well.
That does not.
He is selling insurance in Timbuktu.
Come down to Jake Sommers Subaru.
Where we'll give you a deal.
A great deal.
At Jake Sommers Subarus, we'll sell you Subarus.
All right, we come back. It's everybody's favorite, fair or foul. But first, we'll have Schulte give you sports.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
I'm trying to look up these sports Emmys that are today. Holly Rowe, she got Emmy for Outstanding Reporter.
Oh, Sook's girlfriend?
Outstanding sports personality play-by-play goes to Mike Doc Emrick. Let's go.
Go back to Sook's room and watch some film. Is that what Holly Rowe offered him? I believe that's what
it
was.
Was in 2018. God, I'm so bad at Twitter.
I was going to say, Doc Emrick retired like five years ago.
Is he dead?
Well, I can't help with that. Their timeline is showing like five tweets down is May 2018, and Holly Rowe is in 2023.
You know what you're doing? Are you logged into Twitter or not? If you're not logged into Twitter, Patrick, they encourage you to sign up or log in. You basically get five or six tweets separated by years.
Yeah, like their most popular tweets.
Yeah. You don't get anything like up to date. So I've fallen into that pitfall. It's not your fault, buddy. Not your fault at all.
Dreisaitl passes off to McDavid. He scores! Oilers!
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I think I'm going to bid on some of that Bill Walton stuff. Just the Grateful Dead stuff.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, all of his stuff's going up for auction.
Yeah, his championship rings, his jerseys.
Does he have a 5-wood up for auction by chance?
He does not, actually.
No, a bike
his
or
bikes
two.
Are. And he's got a bunch of Grateful Dead stuff that I'm interested in.
I don't
in.
Think I can swing a bike at a golf club.
He's got a license plate up for grabs. Yeah. Like, it's quite a bit.
I need to go to estate sales. I think there's some old dudes that have recently passed that probably have some real nice golf clubs.
All right, this is Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we turn it over to Schultzy.
All right, guys, we were talking about Juan Soto earlier in the show.
Yeah, he's lazy and
he sucks. No, actually, still really good. We were talking about his high number of walks. Go get the podcast anywhere you find your podcasts. From 1080 The Fan, he, of course, and we'll give you the number because you did say it earlier, 38 walks for Juan Soto. He is actually not quite leading MLB, but he is close, guys. I will give you the three leaders in Major League Baseball: Marcelo Zuna, Rafael Devers, and Juan Soto. Devers has 38 walks.
We're supposed to talk about Devers today.
I know, right? It's weird, but he is on the list. Hey, Devers is batting .286.
I care less about Devers.
And he is kind of a bitch.
Gotta please Boss Man Cooley, though. We'll have to shoehorn it in somehow.
Yeah. I think he wins the award of overreaction of the early part of MLB 2025.
That's a fact. Anyway, sorry, continue.
No,
Marcelo Ozuna, Rafi Devers.
Yeah, they all have. Ozuna leads it with 40 walks. Devers and Soto each have 38, right? So fair or foul, you guys. These three players combined, the leaders in walks in Major League Baseball, have more walks than the total team of the Los Angeles Angels. Fair or foul?
I was hoping you were going to say Rockies, because I think that Rockies have like the three most struck out players
He's
of the
season.
He's
trying to get us to like try.
Of the Anaheim Angels,
actually,
of Los Angeles,
Angels.
Of Southern California, of Orange County.
Of California, featuring Nolan
Next
Ryan,
to Disneyland.
Presented by Vizio.
And Carlsbad.
At the Rose Bowl.
Rockies are not even close, so no.
I'll take a stab at this. You know, this Angels team... Yeah, I'm going to say foul. All right, fair. Yeah,
you
I
know,
think they
this
suck.
Angels team.
This Angels team, you know, they won four from the Dodgers. Look out for them.
They're a baseball
Nobody
team.
Nobody mess with the mouse. I'm just telling you. I will say fair because as much as I like secretly want this Angels team to be good, I don't think they are. I think they got guys that strike out and hit the ball. I don't think they got guys taking walks.
Yeah.
Total assumption. No facts behind that.
And I will jump on that assumption train right there. Because
well, you know what they say about assumptions?
I don't.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Is that what they say?
No.
Is that another one of those made-up sayings that
yes.
I was showing you earlier?
Yeah, those were great.
They are good. Sometimes you just got to put your finger on the hose, you know?
You're a guy that... You're the pen left in the washing machine. That was the best one. I will say fair.
You're calling balls and strikes from outfield, Patrick.
Oh, my God. All right, are we good?
Did I? I'm riding the assumption train that fair, they have more walks combined than the Angels do.
It is close, you guys, but is actually fouled just by one. Soto and Devers each have 38. Marcel has 40. It would be a total of 116 if my math is correct, and the Angels have 117. But, God, that is just an ass stat. And, I mean, since the third week of the season, the Angels have pretty much been ass. And
not stats for your ass. Ass stats.
Ass for your ass.
Ass stats for your ass.
Ass stats.
All right, guys. Sticking with the Angels for our next fair or foul question. It's not really the Angels as much as it is like the rest of the league's managers, along with the consideration of one Ron freaking cocaine sniffer, at least formerly Washington. So,
don't you blasphemy Wash like that.
Give me your best.
That guy is my hero. He's got a mustache. He's been to multiple World Series, won one as a third base coach, and got popped in his 60s for doing blow.
Can you tell me?
Spirit animal.
I mean, since Ron Washington, I'm pretty sure the only manager to be fired for...
The 7-foot kid that strokes it with the acne on his back.
That was a misfire, but kind of worked.
Hey!
And spit on that thing.
I'll take both. That was good. No, but do you notice, like, the only, I think, manager or player to lose his job for infidelity was the Mickey Callaway, pitching coach turned manager for the Mets, but he was being a creep. Like, Ron Washington is the only guy fired, I believe, for cocaine use and cheating on his wife. It's crazy to me.
Good for him.
I would never cheat on my wife, but God, that guy's living an awesome life.
My point is
he's like the David Ruffin of MLB, okay?
Am I right?
There's allegedly a lot of sleeping around going on the road in MLB or multiple sports combined, so we don't know, but we know, and I just hate to see a guy basically just thrown out of baseball for that. But he worked his way back, and now he is at the top of the list of the next managers to get fired. Of course, Orioles manager Brandon Hyde. Over the weekend, the latest name, you had Derek Shelton let go by the Pirates. You had Bud Black then let go, and Hyde becomes the third one. Who will be the fourth, y'all? So the two names that are the highest on this list are one Ron Washington and John Schneider for the Toronto Blue Jays. They are only one game under 500, much better than the Angels, at least in the NL East compared to the Angels spot in the West, guys. Fair or foul, the next manager to be fired will be Wash of the LA Angels.
Can they fire the Rockies manager a second time?
Again?
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
You ever fired two managers in one season?
You're just as bad as the last one. Has that? I wonder if that's ever happened. I feel like...
Well, I mean, I'm sure they don't come back, so are you technically fired? Like, they remove the interim tag and say, you are not coming back.
I don't want to see that happen.
I don't think that counts.
That would be a shocker. I'm looking at the managers or the teams that are wallowing in the MLB. I don't know. I don't know if that's really Ron Washington's fault how bad the Angels are, though.
Yeah, but they spent money, so they're, like, expecting him to do something. Oh, sorry, Joko. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Guys that can get fired by the end of the year.
Is Don Mattingly still in Miami?
No. No. John Schneider is a great, great call.
Yeah.
Ron Washington. I don't think Kotze.
No, he's not on the list.
You know,
Do you know who the Marlins manager is?
Stop asking questions. Espada Houston could be interesting, but I think they'll give him a leash. Pat Murphy in Milwaukee.
I mean, he's in his second season, and they won the division last year.
That is true. I don't think that's going to happen.
What about Marmol? Oliver Marmol. Cardinals aren't doing terrible, but they're not great either.
I mean, they're out kicking the coverage right now.
Well, they fired Schilt, though, and it's literally gotten them Marmol?
It's not going to be Marlins because their manager is in his first season. Their manager's name is Clayton McCullough.
Clayton McCullough. Oh, right, because Skip Schumacher won NL Manager of the Year, and then they fired him.
F you.
So it's not going to be him.
I think it's Schneider, personally, so I will say foul. I think the Rays will do Rays things and eventually get up, and I think Baltimore can't be this bad all year. Don't be shocked if Toronto finishes last in that division. Santander, Bichette, Vladdy, Springer,
and
who's the fat guy catcher,
Alejandro Kirk.
That is Kirk, yes sir.
Yeah, and I don't see the Nationals getting rid of Martinez anytime soon.
He's on the list though. Surprisingly, he's up there with these two.
Yeah, but his team is in. I mean,
they're making moves. They're also in a really hard division,
and they're young.
And they won a World Series in the last five.
No, he'll get at least two more years. Then they'll fire him. Then they'll go to a World Series.
You know,
Showalter model.
Hey. Yeah, I would say if it's not Ron Washington, then it's John Schneider.
This is
Washington's second year, right?
Yeah, this is only his second year, which is why it's so surprising. But he wasn't, I mean, looking at some articles, he wasn't really thought to be a long-term answer there anyway.
Looking at the West, though, he is by far the biggest chance.
Yeah.
Because Kotze ain't going anywhere.
Nope.
Bochy can manage there until he's dead. Espada, they're going to give him a leash, and Dan Wilson's in his first year and in first.
I'm going to lean John Schneider if things just keep going in a downward trajectory. Like the Angels, I mean, if they really thought they were going to be competing for the division this year.
Because there's also teams that are like, that aren't going to be good this year. Like Tampa's not going to be good this year. Cash is not getting fired. Okay?
But
he's not getting fired.
He would have gotten fired 7 years ago if he actually
He's not getting fired. Tito and Cincy is not getting fired. Schilt, Melvin.
No.
Roberts, Lavolo are not getting fired.
Yeah. If anything, I'll go Schneider first and then maybe Ron Washington, but they might give him one more year, honestly.
I'll take a third wild card. Nobody.
I like that.
For the rest of the season?
The rest of the season.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case either, yeah.
Should have thrown that as an option.
I mean, I'd fire Aaron Boone, but I've been on this train for a long time.
You have, and I'm not sure they're going to.
Especially after giving him an extension.
Yeah, no kidding. I heard Scott Servais thrown around as a candidate for the Orioles job, Joe. That role you're screwed
I think that, up. I think that'd be a great hire. I think Servais is a really solid manager.
Yeah. Just doesn't have much to work with. Kind of like he did in Seattle, so.
You're just digging the knife into the wound.
I mean, who do you want?
I don't know. Someone who actually coaches a winning team.
Buck.
Servais brought the Mariners back to the playoffs there, brah.
Buck, dude.
And how did that end up for him?
Go get Buck.
You go back to Buck? Are you serious? Buck.
Why not? Get his old ass out there.
God, the Orioles become the Billy Martin freaking Yankees of the 2020s.
Except
unbelievable.
For Billy Martin won titles.
All right, guys.
That was a low blow.
That was. Kind of went right over my head. My bad.
That was a low blow.
All right, guys, I think we got time for one more. Let's see. I'll choose one of the ones I have left. Oh, this is a great one. So we did get an update in the last couple of weeks about the Pittsburgh Pirates fan that fell over the outfield wall. he is alert, suffered some pretty rough.
Why am I laughing? I don't
know. What the hell, dude? What's wrong with you? What, did I say something funny?
No, it's totally me.
I'm just funny looking.
It's a good thing he's made, you know, is in better condition.
Making
now.
A recovery. Yeah.
I'm so happy for that.
Okay, now you have me laughing.
Well, I think I'm giggling because I saw a headline that somebody is charged, and this is like his best friend or something.
It's 100%.
A buddy. Yeah, this is kind of where I was getting to, but to set up this story, but exactly.
It's his buddy from Sigma Nu.
Yeah, bro. Frat activities. Actually, it was a frat attend the ball game. No, I'm just kidding. That would have been nuts, and there probably would have been more than one guy over the wall. Let's see here. But as I get the music going again, my bad. So basically, the update on this kid is, of course, he's alert. He is going to recover. Pretty rough injuries, though. They did charge his friend for providing him with alcohol as an underage citizen.
Oh.
He is 20 years old. Oh. So he is only 20, and the story...
His buddy was 21.
The story as to why this happened is because, basically, as a 20-year-old, his buddy was lighting him up with drinks the whole game.
And it's not that you can't, like, he can't decide that he doesn't want to press charges. It's that it's not up to him.
No, yeah. They saw it. They got the video surveillance and saw who he was with. Saw the guy buy two beers at the counter and
pass
then later,
one to him.
Yeah,
which happens at stadiums all day, every day. Not absolving or anything like that, but that happens at stadiums everywhere.
Well, and you know, Bob Nutting and the Pirates were like, "I'll be damned if I'm paying any money towards any sort of lawsuit."
Let's
check every
check
camera.
The tapes. I want to know.
I'm not paying players. I'm not paying money for lawsuits.
No, and he fires the, like, one person that sold the guy a couple beers?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
and
yeah,
he's like,
you
see,
know.
We've handled the problem internally, and we're as disappointed as everybody else.
That'll
in this
save
situation.
Us $10.25.
You know their boss.
It's an Pennsylvania hour. $7.25.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was the dude that sold him the beer and the boss of the dude that sold him the beer that got fired.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right down the line. But, anyways, because of him being. Drunk and over-consuming, he essentially launched himself over the wall to cause said rough injuries, broken ribs, broken shoulder, lots of stuff. Guys, this had me thinking about the safety, and you talk about liability, especially one like the Pittsburgh Pirates, a team that is super, super cheap. You wonder if teams are going to start considering maybe, okay, we should not allow fans at all onto the field or able to hop over the fence in any part of the ballpark. Fair or foul, guys, I don't want this to happen, but I see us going towards it. Nets should be placed around all of the outfield to completely block access, excuse me, for safety reasons, fair or foul.
You're kind of talking about, they do this in places in Italy.
They do.
In Serie A, like giant plexiglass. I mean, it's almost like a hockey rink. To prevent people from throwing stuff and jumping on, et cetera. Hockey does it for safety of their fans, but we're kind of like used to it, right? Isn't that part of the aesthetic of hockey?
Yes.
Is the plexiglass around, you bang on it, even though the attendees tell you not to bang on it, and you still do because that's why we're there. I don't think it'll go this far. I will say foul. I think that would be a pretty steep punishment, quote unquote, for the fan experience. And if there's anything baseball has going for them is it's the best live experience outside of a competitive football game, and I mean football game, to be at, that I don't think baseball wants to really do too much more to prevent the on-field experience. I will say foul.
Yeah, I understand the netting around the foul lines because of bats flying out there and
hard
foul balls.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But to do it in the outfield, surround the entire field, I mean, that's just, yeah, I am not on board with
that. I wouldn't have Adam Jones with that catch for Team USA.
Well, yeah, and I think that would mess up players going for those outfield home run catches. I know it'd be different from field to field.
They'd
and
all break
defense,
their shoulder like Victor Robles.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting, if they do something like they have in Toronto. I mean, you saw Dalton Varsho climb that wall. It'd be interesting if, like, that's what it is. Like, if you make
Dude,
it.
That picture is insane.
I know. If you make it that much higher, then that would really prevent you from messing around because then you know you're really going to be hurt. But then what would the Yankees do with the short pitching run? What about pesky Paul and Austin?
Or that stupid green wall. reports from that Pirates game were
like
saying...
that we decided that left center and right field of Fenway suck.
Yeah, basically the whole field.
It center's like 465 and there's a weird corner.
They built it in the early 1900s. Get with the times. The reports from that Pittsburgh game is that the kid that fell... reports say that he was yelling Alpha Sigma on the way down.
Alpha Sigma!
Wish that were true.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the hour. Thank you, Schultzy. That was a good one. We come back, we'll close up shop. Hot Corner today, the fan. I love when, like, power rankings come out. I don't really put a lot of, you know, weight into them. But the power rankings come out. Some have Dodgers won. Some have Tigers won. That's another exhausting national media kind of list radio BS to kind of go through. But I always love when that stuff happens. I always like to say, well, let's wait a week. Like, are the Dodgers bad? No, they're not bad. Let's wait a week. Okay, they're playing the Diamondbacks. That's a hotly contested series.
Are the
series.
Orioles really cooked? Let's wait a week.
We've done that. So I'd like to, let's wait another week. And if Tigers are still doing this, then yeah, I say we designate some good time to that. But I want to clean up shop a little bit here. Jose Alvarado, he's got an 80-game pop. He's the closer for the Phillies. Had himself a nice little season. ERA in the mid-twos, had some strikeouts, 7 saves, I believe. That's 80 games and no postseason for him. That puts the Phillies in a bad spot. That makes Jordan Romano their closer, who, let me tell you, as a fantasy owner, I hate that guy. Sounds like a wonderful human being. Absolutely can't stand him on a roster. So this puts a lot of things into question for the Phillies. But my real question for you guys is, when are players going to stop giving me absolute BS reasons to why they fail tests?
Well, I didn't even read Alvarado's.
Oh, Jose Alvarado. He a big boy. He's a big boy.
I did the 999 challenge.
He failed the drug test for elevated testosterone due to some weight loss medication that he had been on.
Oh, is he doing some GLP-1?
I have no idea. I didn't look into it that much. Some when Gubby. Someone gets popped for steroids, I'm just like, okay, see you later.
Well, was he on the fat shot drug?
I don't think Ozempic is a banned substance.
No, it has to do.
And if you're rich, just do Ozempic, bro.
It's basically one of those throwaway excuses where you're being like, oh, well, I took something and didn't know steroids was in it.
When are we going to get there, guys? You got 30 guys. People in that clubhouse can be like, yo, I'm thinking about losing a bunch of weight. They're like, that's great, Jose. How are you going to do that? He's like, well, I'm going to take drugs. They're like, whoa, let's make sure we see those drugs before you even think about touching them.
Yeah, if you believe that players don't closely look at these labels, you're stupid. Or if they're not having multiple discussions, like Robinson Cano's first excuse said, oh, well, I was described something from a doctor in the Dominican Republic. Basically, then the second time, had nothing to say.
Manny Ramirez, female fertility drugs.
Which is used to lower testosterone on the cycle that you are coming out of taking your actual steroids.
Well, I'm going to say that they're not reading the label of everything because it keeps happening.
It's kind of like celebrities, sports athletes with DUIs. Like, bro, you got hella money. Just call somebody.
We don't even read the stuff that we eat and read our labels as normal Americans. You know how many times we would have been popped for a drug test at this point?
Dude, why they got sugar in mac and cheese, huh? I want to know.
Sorry, Mr. Fisher, you've been suspended 80 games. Why? What'd you do? You had Heinz ketchup. What? Yeah, there was actually 3 banned substances.
Ate Taco Bell at 4 in the morning.
Hey, and twins! I love burritos at 4 a.m., okay? Football with my friends, pom-poms, mini skirts.
Sigma Alpha.
And twins.
All right, that'll do it for us. I'll see you in Idaho. I'll be back next Tuesday.
Dude, those rapids better be epic.
Epic, absolutely epic, bro.
Dude, for Sigma New!
Hopefully I can still walk when I'm done, bro.
Oh, my God. Were you at a Pirates game?
Yeah, what are we talking about now? I think we changed subjects.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll catch you next week. Schultzy on the ones and twos. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.